This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. I want to talk about fat people. I know, controversial subject, right? Kevin, you can't say fat. You have to say, I don't know, there's got to be a term for it, right? A politically correct term for it. You know, bodily challenged or something like this. But there was a time when being fat was a sign of wealth. It was actually a good thing. It was considered hot. You can go back and look at some of these masters, the paintings, and they had the corpulent women, the cherubs. You know, all the little kids were fat, and fat was beautiful. It was in. Thin meant you were poor. It was actually a status symbol to carry more weight. But as people studied the human frame and the human condition, they began to notice something. They began to notice that being fat wasn't necessarily healthy. That having that shed over your tools, as my fat buddy told me one time when I accused him of having a gut, he says, my daddy said you should always have a shed over your tools, Kevin. I cracked up. But here I was all svelte and, well, looking like myself, all beautiful and chiseled. And this guy's like making excuses. And we chuckled it off. And here's the thing right now. I want to say this up front. I don't care what your body looks like. It's your body, your choice. But I will say this, it wouldn't be a stretch to notice that, you know what, you're carrying a little bit extra weight and it's probably not healthy. I don't do the studies because I know this, 100% of the people die. But are you dying from things related to being overweight? I predict that just like man watched the stars, he started watching the human population and he says, you know what, that guy who runs, that Achilles, outside of dying in battle, these guys are living a long time when they care about their fitness. And you know what? The quality of life has even been better. These corpulent, you know, people, the chubs, the chubsters, they live shorter lives. And an obvious shift occurred as man noticed that the better he took care of himself, the longer he could last, the longer he could be with, well, his chubby girl. Anyway, it was a normal evolution that occurred, and we all, this is not a political thing. I know it's been made that, but we've all embraced this revolution as we explored the human body, and we appreciated the form. I mean, you can't pass by a magazine rack, and you know they have this thing that can measure your where your eyeball goes. But you can't pass by that rack and not look at the beautiful forms on there. And while today they may try to sell you on the idea that, you know, the chubs are in, it's not the case. You still gravitate. Now, that's not to say that there aren't people that like big girls. There are. There are big girl magazines and people like them. And I ain't going to laugh at the brothers or the sisters, whoever, the people that like the chubsters. There are thin women who like big men. I'm not talking about big and you know, fit. They like big old boys, you know, that have the shed over their tools. To each his own. But the overwhelming people, I predict, I don't have any polls. I haven't talked to Rasmussen or Zogby. But I believe the overwhelming people believe in a healthy body. When you're at a beach and you're looking, let me tell you something. The big girl that's got the jelly rolls walks by and the wife ain't hitting the husband going, what are you looking at? But let that bikini model walk by. And old boy's glad he's got his sunglasses on as he pulls one of these. Yeah. Hoping mama can't see his eyeballs move. You get it? And it's true. Look, I ain't gay, but if you go look at a muscle fitness magazine, you see a fit guy, you go, wow, that dude's fit. If that same dude's walking on the beach, I ain't gay, but I'll look at him and go, man, that dude takes care of himself. Look at that. And if you've been there, like myself, you know what it takes to get to that, so you appreciate it. Let me tell you what it takes to get to be fat. Nothing? a lack of self-control. And here again, I ain't mad at you. For people who say, I've had enough, I'm at that crossroads myself in life where I'm saying to myself, you know what? I don't know that it's worth getting back into the shape that I, you know, felt like was my fighting weight or whatever. Well, I'm never getting back to that. Let's just face it. But I don't know, you know, I'm debating. Do I want to enjoy the foods that I eat and all that? Or do I want to count calories and then look back on my life, my deathbed and go, I wish I'd had some more cheesecake. So I get it. It's a balancing act. And it's a balancing act between quality of life. You know, I had a child later in life, not me myself, but, you know, I'm the father of that child. And I was thinking to myself when I had him, holy crap, you know, I don't want to be that dude, you know, living with the cane going to graduation. I got to look like I'm fit. I have to look healthy. You know, I have to be able to participate and help him, you know, do the things that I did with my other sons. So it kept me young. So there's many reasons to look at fitness and say, I want to maintain, so to speak. As the Bible would say, I treated my body like a temple. You know, I watch what goes in. I watch what comes out. And obviously, you know, I was a martial artist, still am. But you want to protect you. You want to feel like, hey, I've still got the skill set. I can't do what I did in my 20s or my 30s. But I can doggone guarantee you that dude that I knew in my 20s and 30s better not mess with me now because I know a lot more. I'm not kicking as high and may not even be punching and kicking as hard, but I can put a hurt on him because I know a lot more. Anyway, back to the fatties. So I'm not mad at these people, you know, and I'm not mad at us for making this transition and looking at the overweight body and saying, wait a minute, whoa, 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 whoa. It isn't a sign of wealth necessarily, which ironically, remember when Michelle Obama was penalizing the fatties in America, saying they're too fat. All they do is eat processed foods or whatever else, and we got to give them a diet. So she wanted to thin everybody out. She's the biggest fat shamer in history. She fat shamed many kids in school. My son came home one time, and he had a couple of oranges in his backpack and some other nasty-looking food. And I said, where's this from? He says, they give them out to us as we walk out the door of the school. I was like, you got to be kidding me. He goes, yeah, it's part of Michelle Obama's program, and nobody wants to eat the food. So they give it out at the end of our classes. So I'm going to take a short break, and we're going to talk more about the fatties and fat shaming, which I'm not going to be doing, by the way. Just want to put it in perspective.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Kevin Jackson here, folks. Talking about fatties and fat shaming and the word you can't say. You know, the bodily challenge, the weight challenge. I don't know what you call them, but we've got a word. We got a euphemism for everything that we don't want people to feel bad about in America. Don't call them fat. Don't call them black. Don't call them Mexican. Don't call whatever. Don't call them gay or, I don't know, whatever the words may be. But here's the point. There was a point in history where fat people were revered. And then suddenly we made this transition. And you know who really embraced, we all embraced it, health and fitness and all that. The Olympics and the athletes. And we want to watch them. We want to watch gladiators. And the Japanese want to watch fat ones with the sumos because everybody else wants to watch, gladiators that are fit. You know, you go to CrossFit, you don't see fat people doing CrossFit. Oh, Kevin, they got fat people in the heaviest man competition. Yeah, they might be fat, but these boys got a lot of muscle underneath that fat to be lifting cars and such. So we made a transition and we said, you know what, let's go healthy. And there was nothing wrong with going healthy. And the left embraced it. They said, you know, let's not just go healthy, let's go healthy and sexy and let's define it. Remember, there was I think it was a commercial, and it was like, thin is in. And sisters, I'm talking about black girls, They were like, fan is in shoe. Well, I'm chunky over here. I like my chunky. And let me just say this. As a connoisseur of the weaker sex, I'm all for it. I'm not for the size double zeros, the Calista Flockhart crowd, Allie McBeal. I think have a little health to you, a little heft. Size 6 to 14-ish, you know, probably that's in the healthy zone. Some people could get away with it, go to 20, whatever, depends on your frame. Anna Nicole Smith did it. I was a fan of her, skinny and fat, all right? So, you know, to each his own. But we did see the benefits of being thin. And then the left embraced it, and they said, let's build an industry around it, the sex industry. I'm not talking about porno. I'm talking about selling sexuality, objectification of both men and women. It wasn't just women. Male models were ripped. You didn't see fatties advertising stuff, and you still rarely do, unless it's in a cartoon and it's some jeans commercial like some work jean or work boot or something like that. But nobody wants to try to use the fatty to sell. No offense, but we all want to picture ourselves at our best, even when you're overweight. You know what you do? If you have a profile up on eHarmony, you don't put that picture up. You don't dare put that picture up. You put up the picture of you when you thought you looked your best. And if you don't have it in the body, you take that camera angle from up top and try to make it look like you're 20 pounds less, then you really are, you fatty. That's what you do. So anyway, I paid attention. I was built like a brick shick house for a lot of years. Y'all will figure that one out. For decades, in fact. Built, ripped. 28-inch waist, 170 pounds at my height when I wasn't fighting. 156 when I was. And I will tell you this, I dated the hottest girls. You know, from that range I was talking about, 6 to 14, occasionally, you know, dipping on either side of it, depending upon the personality. Okay? But I had a range. And the range wasn't, I've seen some big girls that are absolutely beautiful. They could carry their weight. Maybe I didn't like their personality, but more importantly, I was like, I don't feel like you're healthy. I don't think you're going to take care of yourself. You find somebody, you want them to last. You want them to be around for quite a while. But anyway, I will tell you this. I stopped at the magazine covers when I was prepubescent and did everything I could to get my hands on Playboy, Penthouse, occasionally Hustler, if I was lucky. Okay. And why? Because I was looking for Chubs? Chubsters? Absolutely not. I wasn't looking for that big girl Playboy centerfold. I was looking for that hot girl. And along the way, folks, our fascination with the human form where somebody said, I'm going to take my body and I'm going to see just how chiseled I can get it. And it became discriminatory. How dare you measure people based on something so superficial and whatever. You're sitting there going, what? Kevin, why don't you date the morbidly obese? I don't have a preference for them. I know there are guys out there, they make fun of them in the movies, but they probably do exist. I will tell you this. I won't say his name, but I have a buddy that I met in my college years. And he dated a girl who was absolutely smoking hot. And he was messing around with a chubby girl. And we would say to him, are you crazy? You're going to lose this hot girl. And he would, I know, man. But what it was, he was drawn to the chubsters. Okay. We teased him a little bit, but I ain't mad at it. That's his, you know, propensity. So that's what he liked. And he did. He lost his hot girlfriend. But that is what it is. So anyway, look, the left taught us to look at the human form. They advertise the human form. They define beauty. Not that we need a whole lot of help. I can tell you right now, you show me a girl that's, you know, 400 pounds, you know, and can barely walk versus a girl who walks in a beach on a bikini. I know which way my mind and stuff goes. And I don't know what percentage is, but I'm going to tell you, well over 80% are going to go bada bing, bada boom. I mean, Halle Berry versus Queen Latifah. You get what I'm saying? And Queen Latifah is not morbidly obese or anything, but you get what I'm, you know the point I'm making here. Give me a, who's a big girl? I don't know the big, see there you go right there. I don't even know the big girls by name. You know, does that make my point? So to appreciate a Victoria's Secret model as an example, we were said, and by the left now, to be discriminatory, to be objectifying women. These are the people that taught us to objectify. These are the big objectifiers. I mentioned Michelle Obama, right? The biggest fat shamer on the planet, bar none, out there with her guns, you know, looking like she could, you know, squeeze Barack Obama's head right off his neck with her bicep. Telling all the kids you're too fat, you're eating all this processed food, making, changing diet. Look, if I say to you, yeah, hey, you look a little heavier, I don't care. It's an observation. You can eat what you want. Don't become a vegan because of me. But this is where we are. So we got the biggest fat shamers on the planet are leftists. This is the point I'm making. The biggest people who made the transition from fat people being, quote, acceptable and even revered to fat people being looked down on or leftists, and now they want to usher in this new period, right? Here's my point. I don't care if you're fat, you're thin, whatever. Be healthy. But don't try to normalize something and make people believe it just because it's your new narrative. It's the flavor of the day. Global climate change, black people in CRT, etc. How about you let people make up their own minds about various issues without you trying to influence them?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are feeling a little better about the economy this month. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index rose slightly in early September, but remains near its lowest level since the height of the pandemic. The CDC is investing over $2 billion in controlling and preventing COVID infections across the healthcare industry. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gives some details on the plan.
This includes improving laboratory capacity to detect infectious threats, training healthcare workers in a first-of-its-kind program, and expanding data so we can track infections real-time and monitor progress.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients also saying that roughly 210 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. This is USA Radio News. The Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman is addressing concerns Republicans have about a phone call he had with his Chinese counterpart.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley accused of treason at the waning moments of the Trump administration by disregarding the chain of command spoke on the subject for the first time Friday. Milley said that calls he made to his Chinese counterpart were perfectly within the duties and responsibilities of his job. General Milley goes on to say such calls are routine and were done to reassure both allies and adversaries in this case in order to ensure strategic stability. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new study shows women were responsible for nearly half of all gun sales since the start of 2019. The National Firearms Society finding that about 3.5 million women became gun owners since January of 2019. That's nearly equal the number of men who purchased a firearm. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I saw this headline that read, it was about a poll, and it read, majority of Americans worried of COVID spread from football crowds. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. That's total BS. If you believe that the majority of Americans are worried about COVID spread from football crowds, you're insane. You're part of the lunatic fringe. And not only that, if you believe that the majority of Americans are worried about COVID, you are sadly mistaken. The majority of Americans are worried about inflation. They're worried about the price of gasoline, the price of heating and cooling their homes, heating it here coming soon. They're worried about are they going to get to keep their jobs? They're worried about these stupid vaccine mandates that are coming out. They're worried about, are they going to have a place to live? Can they afford their place to live? They're worried about medical care, health care, not related to COVID, related to going in for any reason. If you can mandate somebody get a shot, can you mandate their weight? Can you mandate they gain weight, lose weight? I just talked earlier about fat shaming. My 600-pound life person dead, they glorify, the left attempts to glorify these people, but then they get after them when they, oh, well, look at the cost of health care with these people. They got emphysema and all this. Now, oh, they have comorbidity for COVID. I'm just telling you, don't be, rule nothing out when it comes to what these people are willing to do, how they're willing to go after your money, how they're willing to go after your rights. Do you believe, I don't know, did you watch any college football last weekend? It's coming up again. Here's what you're going to see. Let me just go ahead and prep you for the weekend, okay? You're going to see tens of thousands of kids at practically every stadium unmasked and unconcerned about the Wu flu. You know what they're going to be cheering? They're going to be saying, F Joe Biden. I'm going to make another prediction. They're going to say, F Joe Biden at a few of these stadiums. They're going to say with their presence, they are not afraid of Wu flu or anything else involved with this stuff. And that they have better things to be concerned about. So do you. What world are you going to hand them? I said earlier, we've got certainly a year of kids, but I think we've got a generation of them that are more stupid than ever. And what did we do? We took a year away from these kids. We sent them home, in most cases, with parents who could not educate them. Parents had to work. They didn't know. When's the last time you pulled open your geometry book or your trig book or your science book or your English book? And you had to supervise this. And teachers wanted it easy, man. Look, I don't know what teachers make on average. I've heard anywhere from $50,000 to $70,000 a year. So let me ask you this question. I'm going to tell you right now. I love to teach. I love teaching martial arts. I love when the kids, whoever came to class and they said, Kevin, you've got that group. Great. I went over. And I didn't care what group it was. If it was kids, I had a style. If it was adults, I filled in for a buddy of mine one time. He had to go take his wife on a honeymoon, anniversary. He says, can you fill in for my class? Yeah. I went there, and there were probably 20 adults that took this guy. And he was a tremendous martial artist, so it was prestigious for him to even ask me to do it. So I go there, teaching this class, and I go, where are you guys at? They said, well, here's what this particular instructor taught us last time. I said, well, let's stay on that thread. So we did the class, and there was about 20 people, and I got them into groups of proficiency, et cetera, and I'd go from group to group to group. When it ended, one of the guys came up to me. I'll never forget. He says to me, man, he goes, I got to tell you, this was a lot of fun. He goes, you know, I was thinking, who's this guy that's going to be substituting and all that? You're not like a substitute. When you substitute teaching somebody's class in martial arts, it ain't like substitute teaching where you go out and put on a video and say, watch Bruce Lee or something. You guys, they want to know that you know what you're doing. So I did, and the guy comes up to me and goes, man, that was so much fun. And I was like, I'm glad he said that because I enjoyed it. He could sense that. I enjoyed it. So anyway, these teachers are making whatever they make. They get two different breaks, and they get the summer off, and they still complain. In a job that you know you're not going to make millions of dollars, more than likely. And is there a pecking order? You start out and you continue. You become, I don't know, principal and superintendent, or you go teach at a college or university. Maybe go teach at private school. Why is it that across the board, teachers need to make a livable wage? Hey, you know what, teachers? There's other jobs out there. Take them. Take them. They're available. In this economy where nobody wants to work, you can go make a lot more money. But let me tell you this. If you take my buddy up on his job to go work in construction in 110 degrees, which is a cool front in Arizona, don't get mad when you don't get two breaks that are at least a couple weeks and you get the summer off. Don't get mad. The majority of Americans are worried about the COVID spread from football. Yeah, right. Let's continue with the predictions. So, college football stadiums are going to be full this coming weekend. They're going to be full. Pro football, not so much. Maybe wherever Tom Brady is, but not as much. But college is going to be full. And none of these people will practice social distancing. And then they're going to party, and then they're going to hang out, and they're going to hook up and whatever else, and nobody's going to care about COVID. And you know what the Democrats are going to be doing? They're going to be continuing to stoke fear. Oh, my gosh, you better watch out. If you don't get vaccinated, all these college kids are going to say, oh, the college kids, they were all vaccinated. Yeah, every one of them were vaccinated. Yeah, because, you know, you got to get vaccinated now if you go to college. Speaking of the vax, already lawsuits are pending. Already people are going, as soon as you mandate it, it will become law. For the record, I believe this is the case. You go talk to an attorney. But if somebody mandates it at your job and then you make them fire you and you become part of a class action lawsuit, you might actually get to hang on to your job until it's resolved. But at the very least, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to get all your money back pay. Consider it a long vacation. And if you can forego it and you don't need the money, hang in there. It's going to be ruled unconstitutional.
Kevin, you don't know that. That's not what happened with Obamacare.
It will be ruled unconstitutional. Alan Dershowitz said it. I know it. I think many other people understand it as well. I want to get back to this, though. This scare tactic. You know, college kids, so probably the least likely to die. But that doesn't stop them from, just Google unvaxxed death. And watch what comes up. A handful of cases. I saw another one, prominent radio host. I looked at the dude. I'm going, prominent where? Didn't even know his name. Talked about this the other day. Different than what Howard Stern said. Another guy died, supposedly, of COVID. I don't know how many radio hosts there are, and I don't know how many of them are prominent. Okay? But here's what I can tell you. Whether you're a radio host or you're a video host, or you're a ghost. You're going to die. And what they're doing is every time one of these dudes,
oh, he said on the radio, he said publicly that he's not going to die from the Wu flu,
and he dies. I don't care if he gets two bullets to the back of the head. Ah, prominent radio host dies of the Wu flu. Must have been coated on those bullets he took to the back of his head. Prominent. They want you to believe this BS so much, and it should anger you. That's a strong word, but you should be disgusted. How about that? You should be disgusted at what these people are trying to do to make you believe this lie.
Majority of Americans worry COVID will spread from college football, from football crowds. They didn't say college, football crowds.
Okay, so let's just think about that for a second. So you got 50,000 people in the stadium, not practicing social distancing, no mask, and the majority of them unvaccinated. Not exactly the best optics for you to sell the concept of what you're trying to sell, right? So you got to demonize it. Now watch what happens. If there's a surge, Fauci will come out and say, the surge is because all of the kids are out there and they're not practicing social distancing. They didn't get their vaccinations, et cetera, et cetera. And that is the reason for the surge everywhere, particularly in Florida and Texas. Because DeSantis, they're going to blame them. Oh, speaking of which, let me give you here was the headlines. Fact check. COVID-19 vaccine doesn't cause side effects in Nicki Minaj tweet. Okay? That was where the dude's genitals swelled up to where he couldn't walk. Looked like he was a bull rider, you know? Here's the next one. Fact checking DeSantis on COVID-19 natural immunity. This one's from PolitiFact. So the first one was from USA Today. The second one's from PolitiFact. AFP fact check. Misleading Nicki Minaj tweet spreads COVID-19 vaccine impotence fears. Fact check. This one from USA Today. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines all passed animal testing. All right? Those are the fact checks. Gotta demonize Nicki Minaj. Gotta demonize DeSantis on natural immunity. And all these shots are good. They passed animal tests. We'll be back. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's been more reporting on Gabby Petito, the young girl who went missing in Utah, than there has been on the American hostages in Afghanistan. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm not going to let Joe Biden live anything down, dating back to at a time when he was vice president and he tried to extort Ukraine not to go after his crackhead son. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And I hope you will. And I hope you'll tell somebody else and support what we're doing because it is absolutely necessary. We need your help. Are we going to beg for it? No. We want you to want to give it. And many of you do. And thank you guys. So Gabby Petito goes missing. Her boyfriend now is something laundry. He's a person of interest. And it made me think about, what was the girl in Bermuda? I can't remember. I can see her face. Man, they covered that story for months. Who is Gabby Petito to be kicking people out of the news cycle? No offense. I mean, if my daughter's missing, I would be very happy that they're going about it like this. But boy, this is a lot of work. It reminds me of Patrice O'Neill, who said, man, you can judge the value of a woman by, you know, how fast they go to look for her. Gabby must be smoking hot. Again, I get it. You know, as a father of four sons, even if one of my sons were missing, I'd be lit. I'd be, you know, just doing everything I could. But I can tell you this, it wouldn't be happening. And it isn't racial. A lot of black folks are like, man, it's a white girl, whatever. They look for white people, black people. It could be that per capita they look for white girls more. I don't know. I can tell you this, they don't look for ugly people very often. They just kind of go, oh, well, he's ugly. And they certainly don't look for dudes very often. So, I mean, we want to parse it. But what is the interest in this particular story? And, I mean, let me just tell you what my theory is. My theory is they want to take our minds off of the other stuff. Clearly, the media and other leftists want us to move on from Afghanistan, where Americans are running in fear for their lives, as are the people that helped us there. I'm not going to let them get over it. We have to mention this every single day. Bongino used to post that Barack Obama is the worst president in American history, and he did it every day, I think, the entire time of Obama's presidency, or maybe he did it after. I don't remember, but he was right to do it. And it was a stark reminder that he is one of the worst presidents. He's been surpassed by Joey Demento. And speaking of which, and speaking of Afghanistan, in case you've missed it, General Milley? Well, he's the scapegoat. He's the fall guy. I don't have a dog in the fight, folks, of who screwed the pooch in Afghanistan. Sorry to give you so many pet and particularly dog analogies, but I will tell you this. The buck should stop with where he said it stopped, Joe Biden. Didn't he say the buck stops with him? He's the one who took the troops out, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I don't know whether Milley advised him. From what I hear, they gave Biden good advice. He just didn't take it. When I was in military school, I'll tell you what you learn very quickly. There's a saying, and I'm going to clean it up. Crap flows downhill. The reason why you want to get rank is because the higher rank you get, the less crap that flows down on you. And Joe Biden has gotten the highest rank, and he doesn't want to have any crap flowing down on him. But let me tell you what leadership is. Leadership is saying, I don't care who made the mess. I'll fix the mess. Joe Biden's not saying that. Joe Biden says, it's Trump's mess. He's the one that backed me into a corner, man. I mean, come on. What are you talking about? Anyway, back to Milley. So Bob Woodward, who I trust as far as I could throw him, Washington Post associate editor, wrote a book, he and a guy named Robert Costa, and they said Milley made two calls to the People's Liberation Army. Now, before we even get into what Milley did, I want you to understand something. I want you to understand that Hunter Biden, with his own mouth, said in an audio call, an interview or something, it was a taped call, that he was partnered with the top spy in China. Now, we're talking about Milley making two phone calls. Bad enough. But we've got Joey Demento, the America's first demented president. Well, maybe not. But America's first crackhead president, who said, I took the $1 billion away from Ukraine unless they ended the investigation on my son. We have his crackhead son, who we know took $3.5 million from Russian oligarch, but there's no Russian collusion on there to be looked at. We know he got paid millions of dollars with no knowledge of the industry in which he was getting the check. We know that he, with his own mouth, he said he was partnered with the Chinese spy. And we got nothing, but we got to talk about Milley, right? Millie, you know, one layer below the top guy. And Millie is now in trouble and probably should be fired, by the way, because if he didn't push back on Biden and say, look, I know you're commander in chief, but if you take troops out, it's going to make our job exponentially more difficult. And I tell you what I'll do. I'll step down and let somebody else take over this role because I'm not going to have my reputation as a warrior impugned by idiotic stuff. What's he afraid of? He's a four-star general that's got a pension that would choke a horse. If can you imagine if you quit during the time of Biden as a general? Man, you'd be beloved. But anyway, he made two calls, apparently. One to this general Lee Zun Ching on October 30th of 2020, and the other on January the 8th of 2021. And in the October call, Woodburn and Costa said that Milley told Lee that the U.S. was not going to attack or conduct any kinetic operations against you. Milley reportedly went on so far as to tell Lee that if Trump did order military action against China, when they say kinetic, I'm presuming they're talking about EMP attacks or whatever. He says, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. Now, again, here's what I will tell you. I don't trust Woodward. He's a profiteering attention seeker. But I don't trust Milley either. This is a guy who has praised China, said that they were not our number one enemy, and I believe, if I'm correct, said that our biggest threat, the existential threat of global climate change, is the thing that he faces as a military guy. Anybody that says that, I would kick out of the military. If you believe that weather is our threat, you don't deserve to serve in this man's army, Marine Corps, any other thing. So this is where we are. So whose fault is it? Now people are crying for Milley's head, you know, and I, as I said, I don't think it should be just Milley who resigns. I think there are so many people who need to resign in this administration, it's pathetic. What's going to happen? Don't know. I was asking on a radio show, Kevin, do you think Milley's going to resign? I don't. Should he resign? Yes, resign. Or design. He's probably working on some rather fashionable LGBT clothing for the military, if I've got them pegged right, and I'm pretty sure I do. Here's the bigger issue, maybe bigger than all of it. We have a reporter who got his reputation on the whole Watergate thing, and probably is a lefty. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he is, because he went after Nixon. Nixon recorded what his opposition was doing. That's what Watergate is all about. And we talk about it like it's a huge deal in comparison to what happens today. Watergate is small potatoes. Should it have been done? No. Nixon should have never done it. But in the scheme of things that have been done since then with FISA courts and lying under oath and all the other things, NSA spying on Americans and all the things that were done to Trump, to where Admiral Rogers told him, you need to get out of there, Trump Tower. All the things that happened to Trump's spy. What Nixon did is so benign in comparison, it's ridiculous to even discuss it. But anyway, Woodward cut his teeth on that, and he became a symbol of truthfulness and, you know, getting to the bottom of something. And Woodward has not invested. Whether he's going after Milley or not, I don't really care. But there are other things that this guy could be investigating that are so much more powerful. But he's going after Milley. And let me tell you why. It's very simple. Milley's time is limited. Joe Biden said, I stand by him. I think he's a great guy, whatever. That's the prelude to him having his desk moved closest to the door. He's out of here. That's my prediction.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.